Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
We will get to the football. We'll start with poor Chris Schein. Good morning, Schein. How you doing, buddy?
Mutt, what's going on, bud? How are you?
I'm fine. I need to know that you drove 7 hours to a concert that got canceled. People are worried about you here in Boston, buddy.
Yeah, I drove all the way down to Maryland. I went and got lunch and then found out my concert was canceled. So last night, my girlfriend and I spent the evening just bouncing around Ocean City, drinking a bunch, and watching Thursday Night Football. It was lovely.
What was the concert? And is it tied to hurricane? Is the hurricane? Is that the issue with the weather?
Yeah. So it was a concert festival. It's called Ocean's Calling. It was going to be Dave Matthews and OAR. We're going to be the headliners on today, actually. Two of my favorite bands of all time, and so we were really excited to go, but because of the residual effects of Hurricane Ian affecting this area, there are gusts of wind up to like 46 miles an hour, and it's supposed to start raining here in probably about a few hours. So unfortunately, they had to cancel the festival.
Well, I guess that makes sense because we'll get to the Ravens in a second. They're hosting the Bills on Sunday, and there's marine gust forecasts even through Sunday, rain and lingering winds. So they had the whole thing. They couldn't find an indoor venue for it. They couldn't. What do we? This is a big event. Dave Matthews, OAR. Come on.
Well, yeah, it was an all weekend thing. Alanis Morissette was going to be here. It's OAR. It's Dave. The Lumineers are here. It was a whole thing. We were down at the boardwalk yesterday, around where the venue was, and like the stages were enormous. So I can only imagine the safety risk with that kind of wind for those stages. So I understand why it was canceled. It's a super bummer. I'm having horrible concert left to last a couple months, but it is what it is. We're moving forward. We're gonna keep on chugging here.
Did they reschedule it? Any word yet on that, or they just canceled the whole thing?
No, they straight up canceled the whole thing, refunded the tickets.
Oh, and you're gonna stay in Ocean City. You're gonna stick it out until you gotta come home.
Yeah, we're gonna stick it out today. We were here yesterday. We're gonna stick it out today. We'll probably come back up towards New England tomorrow. Actually, it's where there was a birthday this weekend that we were going to miss because of this festival, which we may now go to. So, we can salvage this thing. The birthday is a pig roast, so that could be a lot of fun. So we might end up salvaging this whole weekend.
All right. So thoughts and prayers to Chris Schein, who last night was on the Dolphins, also on Chase Edmonds. What'd you end up with? What was your total rundown last night? Okay, not okay?
So the three bets I ended up making, I went with the Miami team total over 22.5. Didn't get that, unfortunately. I did, however, cash on Chase Edmonds over 13.5 reception yards. That was early, easy cash. And then we also had T. Higgins over 5.5 catches. I was very big on T. Higgins. I also had a same game parlay on Higgins, which ended up not cashing just because I went with Higgins to have two touchdowns instead of only one. Really juice up the odds. I was right in that T. Higgins would have a big game because I had him over six catches, over 100 yards and two touchdowns. We came a touchdown away from cashing on a massive same-game parlay.
All right, so we'll turn the page now to our football Sunday. We each have three picks. The Patriots are not one of my three picks, Jim, nor are they not one of yours. So I guess we start there with the Patriots. You were on the Patriots early, getting 11. The line is now 9. The money has come in on the Patriots and the spread. Bill Belichick is a dog. Bill Belichick, after a loss, as a dog. There are a lot of trends that point to the Patriots covering this number. This is where you were earlier in the week. It's not one of your picks, but which way would you lean here? Patriots, Packers, the line 9 right now at Green Bay.
Yeah, I would actually lean Packers when it's down to 9. Like, I had told you earlier this week that I felt like the line should be 9.5. It shouldn't be 10 because I think the Patriots will keep it within that. 9 seems like a Packers number right now. So if you're making me take the number right this minute, I actually lean Green Bay. But where I got it at 11, I really like the Patriots. I like that double-digit number. Keeping it within double digits seems very, very conceivable to me in what should be a low-scoring game. I think you're going to see a lot of Bolts running backs. I've been doing a lot of prop research as well the last couple of days, or yesterday, saying it was, you know, kind of miserable out. So while I was drowning my sorrows in alcohol, I was also checking out all the prop markets. And I think there's a really good opportunity for guys like A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones this weekend. So I think you're going to see a lot of the running backs for Green Bay. I also think you're going to see a lot of Ramondre and Damian Harris. So I lean Packers at 9. I'm not going to bet that at all, especially because I have Patriots at 11. But I would lean Packers there. I think the Packers definitely win this game, but I'd also lean under in this game as well.
It's a really hard game to bet. Bill Belichick is an underdog in his career. Again, a lot of these numbers with Brady, but 64% of the time he covers the spread as more than a 6-point dog, which he will be on Sunday, 6-2 against the spread, 11-1 against the spread as an underdog after a loss. There's a lot of numbers that point to that. Underdogs are the total that's lower than 41, comes in at 9-3-1 against the spread. And so there's all these historical numbers, Shine, that are pointing to that. Packers really good as a big favorite at home. They're 5-0 the last 2 years. As a 7 or more point favorite there at Green Bay in Lambeau with Rodgers and with LaFleur. It's like the stats versus the eye test, because all the numbers say you want to bet Bill Belichick getting the points, and the 11 made sense earlier in the week. And then it's like, well, is this coaching staff really going to be able to take advantage? Am I really going to bet on Brian Hoyer on the road at Green Bay? So I have nothing on this game, Shime, from a spread standpoint. If I had to make a bet, it would be certainly on the under, as we talked about the last couple of days. Gun to my head at 9. See, I've been thinking about this for an hour and a half this morning, and I still can't say it out loud. I want to say Patriots, and I can't. I'll lay the 9. Give me the Packers.
No.
I can't do it because it's Hoyer. Patricia. Like, so you mentioned the running game thing. The Packers' run defense, it stinks. They're 32nd DVOA run defense. The Patriots are the number one rushing offense, not in EPA, but in DVOA. So they're number one running the football. The Packers are 32 defending the run. But then I'm like, is Matt Patricia going to take advantage of that? And I can't do it. I'm laying the 9 with Green Bay. I'm laying the 9, Shime. I can't do it. I can't do
you
it.
I think you're right. I think that's the right call. The Patriots' EPA per play when it comes to rushing plays is like a 0.11. It's one of the worst defensive rush EPAs in football. And so, again, that's why I lean to those Packers running backs having big days, especially with numbers right around 50 and 56 for Dillon and Jones, respectively. So I like the Patriots at 11. I like getting double digits. I don't think the Packers are going to thrash this team by any means, but I think the Packers win this game, and they win this game decisively, which is why anything under 10 is should be favored to the Packers here. I can't see it. All those numbers you mentioned for
can't
Belichick are marred by the fact that he had Tom Brady for 22 years.
Yep.
So
yep. And he also,
I think you have to take all those numbers and throw them out.
The public is still, at least for now, on the Patriots. 44% of the bets and 62% of the money is on the Patriots. But as Shai mentioned, a lot of that came in. People got 11, they got 10.5, then they got 10. This thing swung through that key number of 10, and I get these numbers. I get you don't want to lay a big number in the NFL, but talking through it, I physically could not get myself to say Patriots, Brian Hoyer, Matt Patricia. So I feel better about that. So when you have a tough decision to make, Shime, they tell you to flip a coin, and if it comes up with the decision you don't like, well, that you always wanted the other decision anyway. As I tried to say Patriots out loud, my body physically would not let me. So Packers, lay the 9 points and the under. I don't. You have 11. Are you going to jump back in at all? Will this be part of any of their plays you'll make this weekend? For me, it will not be. I don't think anywhere on my major plays for week four.
Nope, I will touch the prop market for the Green Bay running backs. Outside of that, I will not touch this game in any other fashion other than the fact that I have the Patriots at plus 11.
And again, we're doing this on Friday morning as Shine prepares to enjoy Ocean City. So the injury report will be out later today. Full expectation is Mac Jones out, Brian Hoyer in. We'll see about Jacoby Myers, Kyle Duggar, Lawrence Guy, all guys who missed. Jair Alexander, the cornerback for the Packers, also missed practice. We'll see. Injuries. It's a rough injury week across the NFL. We'll get some clarity this afternoon, but I mean, every big name has a Q tag next to them. And so it's a gray area picking these games right now because we don't have full information except on one game. We just got some information on. Would you be urging people to wait on some of this injury stuff before they play some of these games on Sunday?
Yeah, if you can, wait. Like, I would wait until later tomorrow. You're going to find out a lot of this injury stuff today, which is good. It's that final day of practice of the week, generally. So you're going to find out a lot of the information. Like you said, we already found out information regarding one player in one game. So that's going to start to come out as the day goes on. If you can wait until tomorrow to place these bets, I would do so. If you have to place them today, then you just have to be fully prepared for all of this injury news.
All right, so on the year, picking on this show, Shime, I am a really, really basic, vanilla, bland, pumpkin spice, 5-3-1. By virtue of me picking up at a half point on a push last week, I get to go first this week. Do I have that correct?
You are 4-4-1, not 5-3-1. But yes, you get the you have the advantage this week.
Two and one, one and two, one and one. Okay, so there you go. Where's my three and zero, one and two, one and one.
You didn't go 3-0.
Opening week?
Yeah, you went 2-1, my friend.
I went 3-0. 3-0 on Marloni, 4-8 and Mago. Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
that's
so
right.
There we go. 4-4-1. Even more basic pumpkin spice. vanilla. I told you earlier in the week the hot pick around the NFL was the Baltimore Ravens. I will take the Baltimore Ravens plus 3 as my first pick. I have to take Baltimore in this spot. For a couple of reasons. One, Lamar is better than we thought, and I admit there's some bias built in here because we have Lamar for the MVP, but he has been unbelievable. 10 touchdown passes lead the NFL, 9.4 yards per carry leads the NFL. Zone man does not matter. People started blitzing him this year, and he's torched that. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He's hot coming in. He's at home. They're getting points. So from a football Lamar angle, I like the Ravens. John Harbaugh as a dog in his career, Shime, 48-33-3. He covers at almost 60%. He is only behind Tomlin and Sean Payton, according to the Action Network, in profitable underdog coaches the last 13, 14 years. He's one of the best coaches to bet on as a dog. He is 4-0 as a home dog with Lamar or Huntley as his quarterback the last couple of seasons. The Bills are banged up. I love the Bills. They're still a legit Super Bowl favorite. This is not a knock on the Bills. But their secondary's banged up. And you mentioned the weather there at Oceans. I'm glad this ties into your trip down there. They're predicting rain all weekend long, wind all weekend long. I think that weather helps the Ravens at home against the Buffalo. The weather is a plus for us in this case. I can't believe this line is still at 3. I thought for sure it would move off 3. I'm grabbing it now. Give me the Ravens plus 3 against Buffalo. 50% of the bets on Baltimore, but 82% of the money. Sharp money everywhere on Baltimore. I'm jumping in. Give me Lamar and my MVP bias plus 3 at home against Buffalo.
Yeah, I love this pick. I think it's the right pick. I had a couple of Bills props that I was very ready to play. But with all this wind and rain possibility, I probably will avoid that, being Josh Allen and Gabe Davis. So I think you're on the right side of this. I think Baltimore is the way to go here, getting the 3 points against Buffalo. And this is, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a knock against Buffalo. I still think Buffalo is a wagon, but you are getting a crazy weather game against Lamar Jackson at home, and he's an underdog. Yeah, you have to go with Baltimore here.
All right, what's your first pick here, Sean?
My first pick is actually going to be an over. I'm going to go over 47.5 in Cleveland, Atlanta. And it seems like when you look at that game from the outset, it's like, ugh, Cleveland, Atlanta. But at the same time, if anybody has watched Atlanta this year, they're a super exciting team. They're bad on defense, but a lot of fun on offense. And so they score a ton of points. For their last two games, they've scored right around 50 or over 50 points. And then on top of that, the Cleveland Browns is a team we would just normally kind of consider to be like an unders team. That's not necessarily the case. That game with the Jets, they scored 60 points. Even last week with the Steelers, that game got up to 46 points, which is right around the total. And the Steelers' offense is basically inept. So I really like the over here in Cleveland, Atlanta. I think you're going to get a ton of Nick Chubb. It's my favorite prop of the weekend, not to spoil anything, but Nick Chubb rushing yards this weekend looks phenomenal. I mentioned the Hayden Winks eruption zone chart every week now because I love it. I think he does such a good job at kind of explaining and showing you how different run games are affected by the opponent's defense and how good the offense is. And Cleveland is right in that top right-hand corner. Mutt has mentioned multiple weeks now Atlanta allowed, 8 yards per carry in week one. Yep. They still allow something like 6 yards a carry right now. So I am all about the over in this Cleveland-Atlanta game.
So you go to DVOA defensively on Football Outsiders, Scheim, and this is why this pick is so good. When you click on pass rush defense on DVOA, rushing defense, as you said, Atlanta is 27th in the NFL. One spot ahead of them is Cleveland at 26th. Then you look at the pass defense, DVOA. Atlanta's 24th, Cleveland's 21st. These are two teams that are 23rd and 27th, respectively, in the total DVOA numbers for football, courtesy of Football Outsiders. I love this game as a shootout. I love this game as a sneaky, although it may not be that sneaky by the time we get to Sunday because there's not a lot of high total games this week. I think it's a great, sneaky DFS game. I think Marcus Mariota is playable. I think Kareem Hunt is playable. I think Kyle Pitts is playable. Amari Cooper is playable. Chef's kiss to this
show. Drake London has been a stud.
I have a bias towards Sky Moore, but Drake London's been a much better receiver through 3 weeks. This would have been one of my picks, Scheim. This might have been my top pick, but this would have been my second or third pick. I love this over. These two teams are going to play fast because the defenses are so bad. It's a good spot. So we both agree. We like our first picks. And again, we root for each other here on the podcast. We only compete to see who gets to go first. I mentioned some lines moving. That includes my next bet. I have written down here I wanted to bet the Minnesota Vikings in London, 9:30 Sunday morning, giving 3 points to the Saints. We are now at 3.5, Scheim, because as we were talking, we get official confirmation. Jameis Winston, doubtful. Andy Dalton's going to start for the Saints in London on Sunday morning at 9:30 with Taysom Hill as his backup. Mike Thomas is out. He is not playing in this game. Jarvis Landry is questionable in this game. And so it's 3 to 3.5. I'm still playing it. I will still lay the 3.5 points with the Vikings, even with the injury. It's a chance to bet against Andy Dalton in London. If you don't take that opportunity, folks, then why are you even betting? In the last 10 London games, Scheim, the early kickoffs there in London, the favorite in that game is 9-0-1 straight up. They are 7-3 against the spread. So they've covered 7 of the 10 times there as favorites in London. Dalvin Cook, 100% healthy, according to Kevin O'Connell. Harrison Smith, their all-pro safety, is back. New Orleans, 0-3 to start the year against the spread. They also can't they're a bad come-from-behind team, Scheim. The last 2 years, they are 1-8 when they're trailing after the first quarter. Justin Jefferson was way too quiet last week. One of the huge disappointments of DFS last week in prop betting was Justin Jefferson, who was really, really limited in that game. Everyone thought he'd be a big part of that shootout against the Lions. He was a non-factor. I'm convinced they feed him again. They get him back in the slot. Dalvin Cook healthy. Saints defense not as good as expected. And Andy Dalton's the quarterback. That's the headline. Lay the 3.5. I'm addicted to betting the Vikings. I'm doing it on Sunday morning.
Yeah, no, I'd be with you here. This would have been one of my picks as well here. Minnesota only laying 3.5. Now, even with the news of Dalton probably starting and Michael Thomas out, the Vikings only laying 3.5 here isn't enough. This number should have gone from 3 to 5. Instead, it's only gone a half a point. Get it now. This is one of the numbers you want to get now today you can before it moves, because a ton of money is going to start to come in on the Vikings. You're 100% right here. I'm with you. Let's go, Vikings.
What do you think the team total is for the Saints, Chris Scheim? I know you're probably not looking, so I'm going to ask you to guess what you think the team total is for the Saints.
If I had to guess right now, I would say 13.5 points.
The Saints team total is 19.5. Shouldn't I be betting the – it's minus 150. It's minus 105 on the under, Shime. Shouldn't I be betting the under on the Saints team total?
100%. Yes, 1,000%. Alvin Kamara does not look the same. It's Andy Dalton at freaking quarterback. No Michael Thomas. Jarvis Landry is questionable. The only player they have on offense at this point is Chris Olave. You should absolutely be betting the under.
And he gets downgraded because Jameis is a much better deep ball thrower than Andy Dalton is. All right.
100%.
Well, didn't think I was going to New Hampshire today, but thought I was all set. But no, we'll get in the car. So Vikings minus 3.5. What's your second pick there, Shamtown?
My second pick here is going to be the Detroit Lions laying 4, hosting the Seattle Seahawks. I understand that Amon-Ra St. Brown is currently questionable with an ankle injury. He has not practiced this week, but also DeAndre Swift dealing with injuries. I'm not overly concerned about that. Jamal Williams was awesome last week. I think he'd continue to be awesome. Again, this is a Seattle team that is not very good. In week one, they basically played their Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos. They won. Since then, they've not been good. I plan on betting against them multiple spots over the course of the year because this is a very bad football team. They just, all they want to do is play with their running backs. Like DK Metcalf finally got a touchdown last week against Atlanta, who, as we just talked about, has an awful defense.
Yep.
Tyler Lockett's been pretty decent, but they just don't find the end zone. I am all about Detroit here. Even if Amon-Ra is out in this game, I'm expecting Swift to be out. Even if Amon-Ra is out, I still like Detroit in this game. This is a number I'm going to try and wait to see if I can get a little bit better in case Amon-Ra gets ruled out. But right now, I'm taking it at 4. It's one of my picks. Give me Detroit laying 4 hosting Seattle.
Yeah, 60% of the bets on Detroit. I like that. And I think that's a game potentially where there could be some offense, even if St. Brown doesn't play. But I'd be with you there on Detroit. The market is not cut up. They're actually pretty good. Look forward to some of their bigger games down the stretch. I mentioned I'm pumpkin spice. I am basic. Those are my picks this week. So, of course, I got to take the Cowboys laying 3 at home against the Washington Commanders. Like, this is loser's not the word. Every gambler like me, every square, is going to include this in their teasers, in their parlays, either parlay it at 3, money line parlay include them, tease it up to Cowboys getting 3. But I just can't look past the advantage they have up front. Like that pass rush with Micah Parsons and Lawrence is just, I think it's the best in the NFL right now. Brandon Thorne, who does offensive defensive line rankings for Establish the Run, has Dallas number 1 in adjusted sack rate, number 4 in pass rush win rate. Washington's offensive line, Shime, 30th in adjusted sack rate as an offensive line, 28th
Holy smokes.
In pass rush win rate. Their starting center missed practice on Wednesday. Washington's defense is 28th against the pass, DVOA. Wentz is 1-7 against the spread as a dog in the NFC. Again, it's Cooper Rush. I don't think he's great, but it's also Carson Wentz, who I know stinks. So I'm going to lay the 3 and hope that the 9 sacks Philly got on Carson Wentz last week is a sign that they can't stop the pass rush there in Washington. I can't see them win this game. I think Washington stinks. I'll lay the 3 with Cooper Rush and the Cowboys. And I get it. Everyone in your pool is going to have it. Everyone's going to have this winner. I should be against this pick. I should find something else for my third pick here. I just couldn't do it, Sean. I like the board. I really like the board this week. So there were other choices I had. I could not get past the idea of Dallas's defensive line against Carson Wentz. I couldn't do it. Sorry.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. I agree with you. I think Washington downright stinks. And so for me, this is a good pick. Good job by you.
Pick number 3 for Chris Shime.
Yeah, my pick, I'm going to do it. I hate betting against the Eagles, but at the same time, I got to ride with the Jacksonville Jaguars getting 6.5 points at the Philadelphia Eagles. So you mentioned the potential rain in Baltimore. I think you could also see potential rain in Philly as well. And on top of that, I just think Jacksonville's getting too many points here. I like Jacksonville. I think Vegas is still undervaluing them. You saw it last week against the Chargers. You've seen it all season, really. And I think they're just not buying in. Like, what they saw last year is still kind of clouding the judgment of this year. And Doug Peterson, by the way, revenge game for him here. I think this is a game he really wants to win. This is a game Doug Peterson is going to really kind of sell the farm here to win when it comes to play calling. And so Jacksonville getting 6.5 is too many. I understand Philly's undefeated. Philly has looked awesome, especially in the first half of all these games. But in the second half, I don't know whether it's because they're up so much they just take their foot off the gas, or teams have just adjusted and the Eagles just have not been good in the second half. I can't really tell. But I can tell you Jacksonville will be good for 60 minutes. That Jacksonville defense is legit. They are not going to mess around. They are going to come out and attack Jalen Hurts as best they can. This game should be probably 3.5 or 4. So I'm getting 2 or 3 extra points here. I love the Jaguars getting 6 points against the Eagles.
Yeah, the Jags, another team where I don't think they've quite adjusted how good they are, but we also have to adjust Philadelphia. They're way better than expected and are now the co-favorites to have the highest win total in the NFL, both +275, both them and Buffalo. I'm going to be on Baltimore +3. I'm going to be on Minnesota laying 3.5. We'll see where the number goes. Dallas -3. Shime, recap your 3 picks for the people.
Yeah, my 3 picks are over 47.5, Cleveland, Atlanta, Detroit laying 4 against the Seahawks, and the Jacksonville Jaguars +6.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, you said you did some prop work. Any props for the people for the weekend, in case we don't come back on the
Yeah, so as I said, my favorite, absolute favorite prop of the weekend is Nick Chubb. I know this is a high number, but over 86.5 rushing yards is just, I think this is an absolute cash-em home run ball. You saw him run awesome last week against the Steelers. I think that continues this week against an atrocious Atlanta defense. On top of that, on DK, you can place the same game parlay of Chubb to have 95 yards and 2 touchdowns at 6.5 to 1, which wow. I think is like an absolute steal of an opportunity. You can bet your sweet ass I'll be betting that. So I'm all about Nick Chubb this weekend. And then another team that I've talked about already, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have 2 props in this game. I love the over. Again, Christian Kirk over 59.5 receiving yards. Vegas, you have not adjusted to Jacksonville. You have not adjusted to Christian Kirk. I understand that he might draw up Darius Slay a couple times in this game. Doesn't matter. Doug Peterson is going to scheme away to get this guy open. They paid him a bunch of money, and there's a chance Dave Jones is hurt. His injury news will come out at some point today, I assume, and we'll kind of know if he's even playing on Sunday. If he's not playing, that just means more targets for Christian Kirk. And your number is still sub-60. I don't understand. It's hit 3 weeks in a row. It's going to hit again this week. Give me Christian Kirk over 59.5 receiving yards. On top of that, I want to pair that with Trevor Lawrence, over 239.5 passing yards. Again, I think this is going to be a battle. Doug Peterson is going to sell out to beat this Eagles team as much as he can, and that means Trevor Lawrence is going to have to sling the ball a little bit because Philly is going to be able to score. So, I like pairing Kirk and Trevor Lawrence there, over 59.5, over 239.5. I had considered playing Buffalo props, but with the impending rain and wind, I just can't do it as much as I want to. I think Gabe Davis at 48.5 was such a good number, but just with all that weather, I can't do it. The other guy I love this week, though, is Damian Pierce, over 60.5 rushing yards against the L.A. Chargers. Pierce looked great, looked awesome last week. I think Vegas is having a little trouble evaluating Houston. I don't think they're overall a good football team, but they've been frisky in like every single game here.
Yep.
And with all of the injuries going on in LA, I kind of expect that to continue this week. I think Houston will do what they can to run the football a lot and control the clock here. So I really like Damian Pierce over 60.5 rushing yards.
I want to circle back to the Pats game, just a prompt question. I don't have anything locked in right now, so I lean with Shime stuff. If I have anything, we'll certainly tweet it out. Over the weekend. So we know it's going to be Ramondre. We know it's Damian Harris. How do you think, when we both think the Patriots have to run the football for any chance to win, we both think that 9 points is probably a good way to bet Green Bay at this point. You have the Patriots at 11. How do you see the backfield shaking out? Because there's a bet there between Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, if I could figure out sort of who's involved. But I'm curious what you think about that backfield. And is Ramondre, is he the third down back? Like, because I'm thinking of Brian Hoyer, check down quarterback, not going to throw the ball deep. Third downs they have to throw. I could see check downs being a major part of Hoyer's game. Do we have a Stevenson game where he's the third down back catching balls out of the backfield?
There's that chance. I don't necessarily believe that that'll be the case. Matt Patricia's offense has looked too vanilla to me. I haven't seen enough just passes to the running backs in general to bank on the fact that Hoyer will be checking down, especially because the last time we saw Hoyer, actually, last couple times we've seen Hoyer, I want to say it was Zach Cox from Nesson. I'm not 100% sure, so I don't want to give false credit here. But somebody on Twitter was pointing out the fact that last time Brian Hoyer was in games, like, he's not afraid to attack down the field. He was averaging, like, 20.8 air yards per throw or intended air yards. So, like, the guy is not afraid to attack down the field at all. So I don't actually even necessarily buy the fact that he'll be checking down a lot. However, in the last game, Ramondre, I believe, had a 60% running like carry share compared to Damian Harris. And right now, Ramondre's number is actually lower than Harris's. Yeah. Ramondre's only at 46.5. Harris is at 48.5. I actually really like the Ramondre number. I think Ramondre is the early season running back that you want to invest in here. I think they're kind of saving Harris, A, because he's been injury prone over the last couple of years, and B, I think he'll be a better runner when the weather starts to get colder, just because of the way Ramondre plays with some contact, and he likes to be a little bit more finesse in his running style, where Damian is kind of straight up downhill. And so I think Damian will be probably the guy that they want to lean on once the weather starts to get colder. So I would invest more in Ramondre right now. So I actually don't hate a Ramondre over 40. Actually, the number just dropped literally as I'm looking at it, down to 45.5 for Ramondre Stevenson in the game.
All right, so I don't have the full breakdown of Brian Hoyer, but in his last start, okay, when he started for the Patriots at Kansas City, Pats lost 26-10. He completed 20 passes in that game for only 130 yards. I'm sorry, he completed 15 passes in that game for 130 yards. And let's see here. James White had 7 for 38. Rex Burkhead had 1 for 5. So of the... let me see here. Of the 20 completions they had that day between Hoyer and Stidham, James White and Rex Burkhead had 8. I don't have the breakdown between how many were Hoyer and Stidham, because Hoyer left the game. Stidham came in through that pick 6. But at least in that game, they did throw to running backs, 8 of 20 completions to White and Burkhead. Damir Bird led all receivers that day with 5 catches for 80 yards. So maybe you're right. Maybe the Hoyer's not the dump down guy. I want to see if Myers somehow gets ruled out. That's one fewer guy to go to. Ramondre's reception yard total is 13.5. I'm going to lean over on that at -120, and I'd love to see if they put up his reception prop again. For some reason, they're giving me a reception prop for Damian Harris. I can bet Damian Harris over 1.5 catches. I can't bet Ramondre right now on catches. I guess at one point they had it at, looking at it here, it seems to have been taken down. It was up at 2.5. I would bet the over on that, but it's not there now. But you're right. It's there. I would lean Ramondre props in this game with the acknowledgement that if they're going to win and stay competitive, it's through their running backs. I wonder if the tight ends get involved this week. Like, is Hoyer going back to the tight ends?
I doubt it.
We know that Mack's not.
I don't think so. I think Matt Patricia's offense just focuses around throwing at these receivers. Again, another reason why I don't necessarily love investing in these running backs as receivers. I just don't think Matt Patricia's offense calls for it. And that's what it seems. That's what it has looked like in 3 weeks. So I just can't bet on something that I haven't seen in the 3 weeks so far this season.
All right. One other note here on the Patriots before we let you go. Karen Garigian's reporting today that Mac, just a couple minutes ago, Mac could be a game time decision after responding strongly to treatment. Would it change your opinion on the game at all if Mac plays with a banged-up ankle on Sunday?
If Mac Jones plays with a banged-up ankle on Sunday, Mutt, I will be investing a heaping pile of money on the Green Bay Packers. And it's, that is stupid. It's dumb. D-U-M-B, dumb, dumb, dumb. Don't put this kid on the field. Do not let him make a stupid decision just because he really wants to play. I understand these guys are competitors. This guy's ankle... he was crying, basically, getting carried off the field. His ankle got banged up so bad. Do not put this kid on the field Sunday. If you do, it will be a massive, and I say massive, mistake by the New England Patriots organization. So I'm putting that out there now. I'm getting that into the ethos. If they play Mac Jones on Sunday, it'll be probably one of the stupidest Belichick decisions I have ever witnessed. So that he should not play. I'm tired of this game time decision. I have chalked it all up to all these reports of Mac Jones whispering to players, hey, don't rule me out for Sunday. I'm chalking it up as gamesmanship on the part of the Patriots. They're getting this out. I think that's what it is, because Mac Jones should not be playing. Ben Volen literally told the Greg Hill Show earlier this week he was under the impression that this injury could have him out 6 weeks, and there's a chance he plays on Sunday. My tuchus. No chance. Keep this kid off the field.
Yeah, I co-sign everything you just said. And yeah, if he does play, I would lean more towards the Packers. I mean, I'm on the Packers laying the 9 at this point, given the current number. But if and I said I'm not even betting the game, but if that in turn, if somehow the buzz of Mac playing moves that number more, then I might have to play the game, Shyam. I don't know what it would have to get to,
like
but I'm telling you.
If that number goes to 7?
I mean, you have to play Green Bay. You'd have to actually bet Green Bay at 7 at that point. And yep. Again, I'm not betting that with real money right now, but I mean, you get down to 7, you can bet. You think you can tease the Packers down to 1 if you want? Like that, it's he can't play in this game. And you said it's the Patriots. It could be. You're right. Belichick and the Patriots playing some subterfuge with LaFleur. It also could be Mac, by the way, because Belichick aired him out by basically not acknowledging that they're on the same page with the injury. Like, Mac could be doing this to sort of prove a point. Like, hey, Bill, you want to take a shot at me up on the podium? I'm going to get the word out there that I might play this weekend. Like, just to prove that you're going to – I don't believe it, but if he does play, I'm more on the Packers than I am right now. That's my long-winded answer on that.
Yep.
Just
100%.
Like anything else for the people, Chris Schein, as you enjoy a concert-free weekend there in Ocean City?
Nope, that'll do it for me, Mutt. I gave you a couple of my props. I gave you my picks for the week. I'm good to go. I'm going to go start probably drinking here in about an hour.
Subscribe, rate, and review. Subscribe, rate, and review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. Shime's got winners and props. We'll try to find winners. I'll be making picks this afternoon, 5:30, on Maloney, 4A, and Mego, where I'll try to give out more than the one winner I've given out the last 2 weeks. Shime, travel safe, buddy. Coop, excellent job producing. We'll talk to you soon, Shime. Thanks, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.